Afternoon, it is 2:02 PM, Monday, February 26th, 2018. First floor of the conference room, this is an open meeting. Please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I did, 2:02, technical difficulties, meeting, ran over. Previous meeting ran over, Commissioner's Court, apologies. Roll call.
Armando Olivares, Brookside Commissioner Precinct 3.
Brookside Judge Imelda Barrera, and we have a forum along with the auditor's office over there in the corner, county clerk's office, Missy Sabedra. Well, if they don't get it right. Let's go ahead and go straight into open. Line item one, public comments, open to the public with limits as indicated above. Go ahead and open that, because it's open meetings. Act violation right there, thank you. And that's to prove that the door was closed. Open meetings back into, ready to go. Line item two, discuss and approve awarding interest as the new energy provider for Brooks County, Texas, submitted by Abraham Ortega, Real Energy Solutions.
Morning, Judge.
Morning.
So, what we're asking by, showing y'all what the numbers were as far as the savings.
Uh-huh.
So that way we can have everything understood. Alright, so basically, what you're on is what we've got on with.
Come over here so we can get you on. On this antique. Pick them up, we never know.
Alright, so basically what we've got you on is on an index program, which is actually what we have all our counties and school districts under. So as you see, there's the retail adder, which is at 1.9.
Okay.
And then you have your ERCOT index price, which is averaging out at 2.3 cents.
Okay.
The product does fluctuate, it's anywhere between 2 and 3 cents. As you see, what we've seen, the average for the past 2 years is at 2.3.
Okay.
So your weighted average is basically at 4.2 cents per kilowatt. What you're at is at 6 cents. And then, so the overall monthly savings is coming down to $2,200. The total annual savings is $29,000, and then the total term saving is $92,000. Does that make sense?
$29,000 yearly, down?
Compared to what you're at.
And then what else was the other?
For the total term is $92,000.
That's, how long of a term?
The term is actually under 38 months. Which is three months. They actually offered, and this is up to y'all, an extension to where y'all have an extra 10 months on top of that. So basically for a total of 4 years. And so to see what it would be as far as the total annual savings instead of the 92, it ends up being a total of $116,000 is what they're offering.
For the extra?
For the extra 10 months.
For the extra 10 months? Okay. Alright, any questions? No, ma'am. Okay, gentlemen, do you have anything else other than this? No, none?
A motion.
A motion? I have a motion to approve.
Motion, are you gonna do the 38 months or the extra?
Oh, let's go with 38 months, unless you wanna go further, Ms. Garza? With the extra 10, 38 months?
So.
So that's maybe 48 months?
48, yes.
And that's a total of $116,000 savings.
It's quite a lot of savings.
So you wanna go with 3 months or 4 months?
No, 4 years.
4 years.
I'm sorry, I've been a long day already. 48 months, okay.
And this is with interest, right?
Correct.
Motion to approve. Oh, you did, I'm sorry, Gloria.
Yeah.
Motion by Garza, second? By Marcos, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Motion approved. Alright, this is three. Discuss consider an act on commercial account right of entry agreement with Time Warner Cable Texas LLC and Brooks County, Texas for county building located at 1400 South St. Mary Street. I believe this is for them to...
Entry for the right wing at the library, for the internet.
Oh, for the internet, yes. Unless we can get a, I don't know what you think. Permission to answer? Yes, I have it here. Any questions on this?
So it's for the library building?
Yeah. To enter for Spectrum, which is the cheapest? I know it's the cheapest.
I think that's over there by, for the old hospital.
1400 South.
Is that the building for community action?
Probably.
Because it was by someone else, old building maybe?
But it's over there.
1400.
1400 South St. Mary.
It's just E over there.
Okay, that's the way it's named. Any questions? Any suggestions? Anything we should worry about?
We're not clear on what building it's for, is it, are we?
1400.
I think we Googled it and it's over there.
What is it, babe?
It's over there by Dr. Tunnell, that building over there. But what, for what office, I don't know.
I think they're requesting a right of entry agreement, I guess something has to be broken, the land, I would imagine, to be able to bury that wire.
Are you calling back to him?
Yeah, I can call, is he at the lunch?
He's on the set line here, yeah.
Okay, let me get that on the phone. I've got like three Bethels, Beto Muniz, Beto Munoz, Beto... Munoz or Muniz? Muniz. Hi, Beto, we're doing Commissioner's Court on your line item, three, on the commercial account right of entry into, 1400 South St. Mary's, and that is what building, sir?
For the what?
The commercial account right of entry for Spectrum?
Well, I believe that was for, the commercial building for the sergeant, the state troopers.
Well, it says 1400 South St. Mary's. Do we need to correct that? Do we need to put that, table that until we correct it?
Yeah, because I know they went to Commissioner's Court and asked for cable, so...
Okay.
Yeah, let me keep that here, can you send me to check with it?
Okay, let's see, okay. Thank you, alright, thank you. Let's go ahead. Yeah, that's, Miller.
I don't recall them coming to ask for cable.
No. This is something else, Court, you asked, let me ask for a table until we get correct. Motion to table?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second? Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, motion approved, both things. Line item four, discuss consider an act on developing an RFP for health insurance for Brooks County employees and submit to Commissioner's Court for approval once completed.
Judge, we want to go ahead and table this for maybe our regular meeting?
Okay. Do you have a motion to table?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, motion approved. Line item five, motion to adjourn?
Do you have the addendum?
I have the addendum, but I want to also...
Oh, is there an addendum?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have a copy on that one.
I don't have. Okay. Special Commissioner's Court, February 26, 2018, to 12 p.m. First floor conference room, there's an addendum to this. Discussing to approve hiring Walker and Associates as insurance consulting services submitted by Commissioner Garza.
Yes, we're gonna table that.
You want to table that?
Yes, table.
Motion table by you, Ms. Garza?
Table.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item four was tabled. Line item five? Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares? 2:12 PM, wow.
2:12?
Uh-huh. Motion approved. Right, they did it?